The Truth News Network.
When you can't tell the players without a scorecard, when men identify as women, white women identify as Native American, rich, privileged Hollywood types protest wealth and privilege by going to jail for abusing wealth and privilege, and no one has the brass to speak the truth, there's always TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And here to throw the lightning is Dan Newman.
Hey, do me a favor real quick. Would you hand me that lightning bolt over there? So I can get ready to throw it. Thinking about it, you probably ought to get me three or four more. Hello, everyone. I'm Dan Newman, and welcome to Truth News Network. We're so glad you joined us here today. Have you got the title of today's show figured out yet? It's simply one word. Left. I'm sure the title made you ask a few questions about the story. We could mean left, as in Democrats and those politically left of Democrats. Or we could mean left, as in left behind. That's a Christian movie that depicts how people here respond after the rapture happens. The rapture is the biblical event when Christ reappears to take Christians who were alive then to heaven. But our story today doesn't reference either. Today we are looking at left, as in what is remaining. It may have been more appropriate to title today's offering as What is Remaining? But I thought it'd be a little more appropriate to title today's offering What is Remaining? It's pretty simple for every American to know what has not been left in current American governing. Investigate. We've just completed 2+ years of a federal special counsel investigation of the president and his 2016 campaign for the purposes of establishing the validity of claims that he or his campaign staff members, or both, worked with Russia to impact the 2016 presidential election results in his favor. Special Counsel Mueller left nothing to question in his 488-page report detailing their findings. Mueller made it abundantly clear that through that intense investigation in which 37 indictments were issued, none of which were for the president or those in his campaign for working with the Russians, or even having ties to the Russians regarding his campaign. During the investigation, Democrats, along with several establishment Republicans, feared that President Trump would somehow either fire Mueller or interfere with his investigation. There were serious discussions on Capitol Hill about passing legislation to prevent the president from doing so. No such legislation was passed, but I guarantee you there was some that was put on the floor. And it certainly came as a surprise to those Democrat and Republican worriers that the president nor anyone in his administration made any attempt to fire Mueller, interfere with the investigation in any way, or even to use a declaration of executive privilege to shield from the public any of the Mueller findings that directly impacted the investigation of the president. You probably know this. The president had every legal right to fire Mueller and or to exert executive privilege, both of which he declined to use. But even with the exhaustive Mueller report, Democrats' 2+ years of fawning over their guy Mueller and how he was the only person in D.C. with any legal credibility, and that he certainly would find dirt on the president, who they all knew had worked with Putin to change the election results. Democrats en masse refuse to accept Mueller's results. Instead, they have another plan. Investigate. And it has already turned into a three-ring circus. Who is surprised about that? We forecasted that. Before the Mueller report was even issued, we told you that would just be the beginning. Every day, Americans find themselves staring into the quagmire of government that they depend on for protection, for governing, and for assurance that everything in the U.S. is okay. And that's not okay, they're going to take care of it for us. Yet those Americans see their elected officials abandon those necessary and committed to accomplishing tasks. In their abandonment, they are simply today doing one thing and one thing only in their governing responsibilities. Investigate Donald Trump. They are doing so in spite of the fact that their proverbial good guy, Robert Mueller, found nothing to justify taking any action against the president. Yet Democrat leaders are totally committed to forcing Trump out of office. In doing so, if they are successful, they will accomplish one thing and one thing only: the subversion of the results of a legal presidential election in which the people of the United States spoke to who they wanted in the White House. In doing so, if successful, they will negate the votes of over 60 million Americans who voted for Trump. To that end, today we are bringing to the forefront a question that few are yet asking, and even fewer are concentrating on: what things in D.C. are not getting done, left undone, that our lawmakers could and should be doing? We at Truth News Network have done the deep dive for you, and the results are just ahead. They will certainly shock you, but more than shock, they will anger you, as well they should. Take a ride with us on today's deep dive at truthnewsnet.org. So what's left? Before we look at what's left, the stuff that's undone in Congress, would you like to see just how busy Nancy Pelosi's House of Representatives is this week? After all, they just came off a recess. Their promise was that if voters gave them back the House of Representatives, they would push through all types of legislation that Republicans failed to pass and implement that are critical to the U.S. and all its citizens. They got our backs, folks, the Democrats in the House. And they won the House. Boy, they're really busy, too. Here is the full agenda of the House of Representatives for the last 3 days, April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of 2019. Now, just as a point of preference and reference, this story is being written on Wednesday, April 24th, 2019, and it will be published Thursday, April 25th. So let's start the week right here. Monday, April 22nd, 2019. You know, Mondays are usually really, really busy in the House. That's the day that lawmakers file most of the bills to be considered during that whole week. This past Monday, they loaded up their agenda for legislation for the whole week. Here are the bills that they put out for consideration. H.R. 2348, to require automatic sealing of certain criminal records and for other purposes. H.R. 2349, Climate Change Education Act. H.R. 2350, to award a congressional gold medal to the 23rd Headquarters Special Troops and the 3133 Signal Service Corps in recognition of their unique and highly distinguished service as a ghost army that conducted deception operations in Europe during World War II. Then there's H.R. 2351, Protecting Airport Communities from Particle Emissions Act. H.R. 2352, to improve the ability of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the Coast Guard, and coastal states to sustain healthy ocean and coastal ecosystems by maintaining and sustaining their capabilities relating to oil spill preparedness, prevention, and response, and for other purposes. And then this resolution, H. Congressional Resolution Number 35, expressing the sense of Congress that the U.S. is committed to ensuring a safe and healthy climate for future generations and to create solutions for restoring the climate. Woo-hoo! They worked their butts off, didn't they? Got to seal those criminal records. Got a plan to educate today's tender youth to the vast truths available about climate change. Award those mighty men who served as a ghost army in WW2. That's definitely a worthy cause. Particle emission police desperately are needed for airport communities. And Earth would disappear without the NOAA's exhaustive preparations for that next oil spill. And of course, that resolution to tell the world that Congress is committed to climate change. Wow, busy Monday. What about Wednesday, April 24th? The House had no floor action on Wednesday, and they had one committee hearing. The Committee on Education and Labor Subcommittee met on Higher Education and Workforce Investment, and Committee on Veterans Affairs Subcommittee on Economic Opportunity joint field hearing entitled Protecting Those Who Protect Us, Ensuring the Success of Our Student Veterans. That's Wednesday's agenda. That's the day of filing this report. They were so worn out from Monday's massive workload, guess what? You know, we didn't tell you what Tuesday's agenda was. They decided to take care of zero legislation on Tuesday of this week. No legislation on Tuesday. But one thing is certain, there were dozens and dozens of hearings. Many were one-on-one to discuss the latest plethora of intricate plans to initiate the most important House legislation of this century. What is it? Impeach Donald Trump. So, there's a whole lot left. Pretty much got nothing done this week. And just to give you a comparative analysis, if you look back, all the way back to January 1, 2019, actually they didn't take over till mid-January, I think it was the 19th. You look back to that date going forward, folks, you can hold everything substantive that has been started, initiated, not done, not completed, but even discussed on the floor of the House of Representatives, you can hold it in one hand. We'll be back in just a moment. We've got to tell you what's left to get done by this Democrat-controlled U.S. House of Representatives. That's just ahead at TruthNewsNet.org.
Facts and evidence is all you'll see and hear on TNN, the Truth News Network. Find it exclusively at TruthNewsNet.org.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
Whatever party you've got going in the back, we got the business up front.
For me, it's the crisp, clear chill of winter. I love it. Every season has its colours, and at this time of the year, it's clean white frosts, sharp blue skies, and hot red soup. There's something truly wonderful about coming in from the cold to a steaming hot bowl of tomato soup, watching crusty hunks of bread soften and yield to its warmth. It makes me feel warmed up and chilled out, if that makes sense. But the soup always has to be Heinz.
The truth as only he can tell it. Dan Newman. TNN.
TruthNewsNet.org.
And let's get right back to the truth about what's left. You know, this is not really very hard. We've all known for the last 2 years, since the 2016 election and even the 2 years before, what the most important issues in Americans' lives are. But just in case you forgot, we'll mention them here. The first, the big one, the 900-pound gorilla in the room, immigration. To Americans, depending on what's happening on any one day in the U.S., fixing the immigration system is the number one issue, or at least always, in everybody's top three. The promises to totally repair our broken legal immigration system, stop all illegal immigration, and to first build a wall on our southern border was the number one reason Americans voted Donald Trump into office in 2016. The president put several bills in front of Democrats in his first 2 years. One of them even included the holy grail of immigration for Democrats for a long, long, long time, a path to citizenship for DACA recipients. Democrats have screamed for that for years, but Democrats obviously turned down that offer and every other immigration reform offered by the president. Why do you think that is? Simple answer. They refuse to do anything in legislative action that any American will consider something put forth by President Trump. They simply don't want to give him a win or anything he can call a win on anything. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of illegals flock to our southern border every week and are, because of judicial political partisanship, crushing the U.S. financial, educational, and medical systems by pushing the usages of those processes beyond their capabilities. That's not even thinking about the hundreds of thousands of felonies committed by many of these illegals that not only have filled our prisons, but have raped, murdered, robbed, and invaded homes of thousands of Americans, while the immigration system looks exactly like Barack Obama left it. Broken, wide open southern border, and dangerous. Oh, no House immigration legislation being considered this week? Of course not. What's number two that's left? Healthcare. Healthcare is another reason, a big reason, why Donald Trump was elected president. The American health system, let's get this straight, does not need to be fixed. It's in great shape and is one of the best on earth. Healthcare finance is broken and needs a drastic change or two. Don't confuse the two. American healthcare is fine. It's just the finance piece, a very important part of American healthcare. Obamacare was and is a nightmare for Americans. You all know the horrors of its financial structure and the lies told by everyone at the top of the Obama administration, including President Obama himself, to shove it down the throats of a willing American populace. Canada Trump and almost every GOP member of Congress who ran for election or re-election, they did so on the promise of, we'll repeal and replace Obamacare if you elected us. They were elected. And, thanks to the late Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, could not even bring repealing or replacing Obamacare's discussion to the floor of the Senate for debate. Wow. Now, this is after the House sent over a bill passed in the House to the Senate to repeal Obamacare. Healthcare finance traumatic condition is about to tear our nation's healthcare system apart. The Democrats promised if they won the House, they would fix our broken healthcare finance system. No House health care finance legislation being considered this week or any week so far in this congressional session. Number three, infrastructure. America's highways, including interstate routes, are in almost universal disrepair. This was the one American political issue most thought could easily be accomplished. Donald Trump, while campaigning, made a principle for legislation he would get Republicans to offer and pass in a Trump administration. In his first year as president, he sent a bill to Congress that was a behemoth, a monster in its size and its scope. Its framework included massive spending made possible by federal, state, and private entities working together to underwrite and implement the greatest U.S. infrastructure rebuilding in history. It didn't even get to first base. Democrats, however, promised to, with a win in the House in 2018, make infrastructure their priority. They won the House. But no infrastructure bill has shown up. And there's no House infrastructure legislation being considered in the House this week. Number four, middle-class tax cuts. Many in America laughed at President Trump's campaign promises to reduce federal income taxes on the middle class if he was elected. He was elected, and he did just that. 95% of all Americans saw their 2018 personal income taxes go down, starting with their first check of 2018. Democrats, however, hung to a lie for the entire year, telling Americans that those tax cuts benefited only America's wealthiest. When tax time for 2018 tax filing began, January of 2019, surprise, surprise, the middle class tax cuts were confirmed. Democrats promised that with a win of the House, they would give the middle class in America a well-deserved tax cut on their watch. No House middle class legislation being considered this week, and none in 2019 so far. Number five, foreign policy. Democrats have always fashioned their party to be the only group to have legitimacy with citizens and leaders of foreign nations. Americans watch during the 8-year Obama presidency as American credibility overseas dwindled dramatically. In fact, it just went down the tubes. Foreign leaders did not feel comfortable that they could trust the U.S. to fulfill its promises and obligations to their countries. Democrats spent the first 2 years of Trump's term deriding his attempts to bridge gaps that had become so wide and so obvious between the U.S. and other countries. But lo and behold, respect for America zoomed back to the world stage with President Trump. Democrats promised, with their new control of the House, they would reclaim the once stellar foreign policy reputation with government counterparts around the world. Speaker Pelosi, Nancy, even made a world tour. Well, maybe not world, but she went to Europe during the Christmas New Year's holiday, and she assured our foreign allies there that Democrats now control foreign policy legislation. And she even said this, not reported here in the United States by U.S. media, just reported in Europe. She has the same power, she said, as the U.S. president now. By all accounts, Pelosi was virtually laughed out of Europe. And by the way, no House foreign policy legislation being considered this week. Let's pull this all together. We could go on and on, but we're not going to. Americans, on the most part, see and recognize that Donald Trump, even with 95% of all media stories about him, those in his administration, his policies, his haircut, even members of his own family, this president has accomplished almost all of the things on which he campaigned. And those he's failed on were due to the unwillingness or inactivity of Congress to pass his proposed legislation. No other president in my lifetime has achieved nearly as much in their first 2 years as Donald Trump. And most Americans don't even know the majority of his accomplishments. Why? The media do not report those accomplishments. Do you know what Democrats are doing instead of conducting the business of America, legislating? They only look ahead to the next election. All of their activities, all their government work, has been to assure their existing power in that election will be maintained, while, hopefully, they'll add the Senate and the White House to their power stash. So what's their plan? What's their platform for America? What are they going to do for Americans if they get that additional significant power? Answer, whatever they want to do. And certainly, with little or no regard at all for the desires and the needs of the American electorate. Don't be shocked. Don't be angry at Truth News Network for telling you about all this. You're all plenty capable of grasping what's going on. In case you missed it, here in brief, bullet point form, to close today's show is exactly what Democrats are doing now and plan to do through the 2020 election. Now, right now, here's what they're doing. Investigating Donald Trump. What else are they going to do until the 2020 election? Investigate Donald Trump. What is the Democrat Party platform for 2020? Investigate Donald Trump. In South Louisiana, where I grew up, there's a term. It's called CETU. That's spelled capital C, apostrophe, E-S-T, new word, T-O-U-T. It's French for that's all, folks. In this conversation today, and apparently in Washington for the Democrat Party, at least the House of Representatives. Say too. That's all, folks. We'll meet again tomorrow. Until then, you have a great day. So long, everybody.
A politician's worst nightmare? The truth. And you're getting it here with Dan Newman on TNN,
the Truth News Network.